For the Texas Scorecard, Salvador Ayala wrote, "Radical leftist politicians like Bernie Sanders regularly laud the idea of single-payer health care or Medicare for all, but a new report from the Mercatus Center at George Mason finds the cost of such a program would be astronomical. The study showed that implementing Medicare for all nationally would cost more than $32 trillion over the first 10 years. It would replace all private health insurance, all state-level health care, and it'd all be controlled by the feds. The amount of money required to support a single-payer system could not be generated even if current tax revenues were doubled." After detailing how in several states the backers of these Medicare for All programs ended up pulling their own bills, Ayala wrote, "There's a reason public support for single-payer drops off when respondents are shown the price tag. But I question that. Does the public actually care about a price tag? In almost every community, people who should know better push, as well as vote for, large bond debt issues every few years, never allowing debt to be paid off for non-essential things while also raising property taxes and fees. Once in a while, the public gets fed up and votes for a reformer, but after realizing that fighting the momentum of the spend crowd is messy, enough of those voters back off and let the more debt and more taxes crowd win. It's cynical, but I think it's demonstrably true that a huge number of our neighbors would sell out their own family's future for shiny baubles and trinkets if told it was good for the children or some other faddish phrase. There are just not enough capital C citizens anymore who accept the responsibility of true self-government." I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.